Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All the way to, well, he's not going to do it. That chase is over. Who cares anymore? Baseball's coming up tonight, though. Phone number to join, 877-337-6666. What a difference a couple days make. When we sat here on Friday, my partner said to me, all the Mets have to do is go 4-2. Doesn't matter how they do it. The National League East is theirs. The first round bye is theirs. And we'll see you in the NLDS. And then, oh, by the way, you know, we have our three best pitchers going back to back to back. Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer, Chris Bassett. So at least we win one of those games, and we've got the tiebreaker locked up against Atlanta, all good in the hood. You know, the Jets won, and the Giants won.
Yeah.
So a lot of you are feeling melancholy, and at the same time, feeling pretty, pretty good. Yeah. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
Melancholy. More of that. I love the Jet win, but
Zach
melancholy.
Zach Wilson announced his arrival with authority yesterday.
That was
great.
That was fantastic. The problem is, all year long, in the back of your mind, you're fearful. In the back of your mind, you're scared. In the back of your mind, that negativity is always sitting there. You singing on the radio, it's just the same old Mets. It's always there.
It's just the same. Oh, Mets.
And all year long, the Mets would do things to avoid that from popping up until this weekend.
They answered the bell every time.
Every time until this weekend.
Yeah.
And from top to bottom, from top to bottom outside of Jeff McNeil, they all came up small. They all failed us. I know it's a new season on Friday, but guess what? It ain't Friday. It's Monday, and Monday sucks if you're a Met fan, and it's taken all the oxygen from what has been or had been a great season, and in a lot of ways has sort of ruined it for now, because things can change.
Yeah, and you
but
still
to lose this freaking division,
yeah,
and to get swept, and to look not even in the same league as the Atlanta Braves, putrid, pathetic. Mm. And I'm sad. Now,
well,
give me a hug.
I mean, why would you be sad? The New York Jets are 2-2. Unlike with Cleveland a couple years ago when Baker Mayfield made his arrival, they withstood the arrival of Kenny Pickett with his small hands and got a bunch of turnovers from him and fought back after coming up with another ridiculously stupid penalty that gave Pittsburgh 3 points. And the Jets overcame that.
Yes.
And the Jets in the fourth quarter had a quarterback that had poise.
Yes.
A quarterback that made throws. A quarterback that reminded us that Corey Davis is still on the roster.
Yes.
So good job by him as well.
Yes.
And methodically, boom, 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 right down the field for the game-winning score. And I honestly can't tell you the last time that happened.
The best part about that win was that all the young studs, like Sauce Gardner's not going to get any love today. As the first guy I'm going to mention, because not only was Sauce Gardner tremendous in coverage, he helped force that interception.
Yes, he did.
He made a freaking play.
Yep.
Breece Hall has got to do a better
job. Breece Hall said after the game, I want to give an assist to my guy.
He's right.
Yeah, he's right.
He's 100% right. But between Sauce making a play, between Zach Wilson, I think you used the right word, showing poise, between Breece Hall. We saw the young studs come up in a big spot, and I could argue, and I was thinking about it yesterday, that's one of the best Jet victories we've seen in a half a decade.
I agree. And listen, the entire game wasn't pretty. Guilty as charged. There were moments there where you go, oh my God, we're going to lose to this team.
Yep.
Like, that was on the table for a good portion of the game.
Yes.
And then something happened. I don't know. I don't know what it was, what the seminal moment was, where all of a sudden it just started to
work.
4th and 7
from the 39. There's your seminal moment. That game is about to end, and Zach throws a perfect slant to Corey Davis. They convert on the 4th down. Danny converts on a 3rd down for the touchdown. That sequence, that's what changed. Zach Wilson went from being this boy to this man.
Yeah,
he And remember what he said to his teammates in the huddle.
With the curse.
It was revealed after the game. That's right, he cursed.
He cursed.
He said, we're going to score up. Bleeping touchdown.
That's right. And the guy's like, wait a minute. He curses?
Whoa.
He curses, he bangs moms, and he leads his team to 4th quarter comebacks. That's my guy right there. Meanwhile, lots of love for the New York Giants. Listen, Chicago Bears have no offense. That's obvious. We were worried about the running game because of what we saw the Giants do the week before. But once again, Brian Daboll, they know, and Kafka, they know exactly what they're doing with Daniel Jones, who, again, using his legs, got the job done, made key plays, and did something that doesn't appear on a scorecard, but I think wins over a lot of people. He gets hurt. Tyrod Taylor comes in. Concussion. Obviously, they go to the Wildcat for a couple plays with Saquon Red. Another great game. And then Danny Jones comes back in the game hurt. And I know it's a small thing.
Because he didn't throw a pass, by the way, when he came back in.
But the point is, he came back in.
Yes.
And that says a lot to guys in a locker room that this guy got back on the field.
When he first comes back in the game, they're running the Wildcat, and Daniel Jones is lined up wide left, and he's just standing there.
He looks like Joe Flacco.
And then eventually you're like, well, they're going to try something different. And they eventually did because he lined up under center, handed it off to Saquon. I think you hit on it. What has to just excite you as a Giant fan is, number one, the defensive performance was great. I don't care who the opponent is.
Yep.
Like, let's leave that out for a second. They didn't allow the Chicago Bears to score a touchdown. They allowed a couple of big plays in this game, but their defense, Kayvon Thibodeau made an impact.
Yes,
he was all over the place.
He looked good.
Tate Crowder, who I killed last week, had like the best game he's ever had as a Giant. Kudos to him. But here's the part that excites you. They got coaches who know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, it's so obvious, too. It's impressive. I give the Giants all the credit in the world. They have a game plan. The game plan makes sense. I mean, that naked bootleg quarterback run.
Bro, it was brilliant.
They ran it twice.
Brilliant.
For 6 for a touchdown. It was great. It's fun to watch because there's going to be games that they're going to be outmatched in. They're going to lose. There's no doubt about it. But they're not going to be out coached.
No.
And that, 4 games in, I think is obvious.
There's a sense. We know Wink Martindale can coach. That's not new. He blitzes maybe a little bit too much, but we know he could coach. Brian Daboll, 4 weeks in, looks like he knows he belongs, coaches like he belongs. And right now, as depressed as you may be as a Met fan, and I am very depressed, the New York Jets and the New York Giants have a combined record of 5-3. You know the last time that happened to 4 weeks?
I know. This is the first time, I think it's in 8 years, that the Jets and Giants combined are 500 or better in October.
Oh, wow. I was just saying 5-3 through 4 weeks.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah, no,
8 years since we were 500 or better in October.
The one I came up with was 7 years ago, so close enough.
Yeah.
Both teams are off to decent starts with the Giants at
3-1
and the Jets at 2-2.
They both came out of first place.
I know.
And although you never root for injury, Tua is not coming back this week.
Right.
So see how that impacts the Dolphins. And while the Bills, I think we still agree, are the class of the East,
well,
they haven't looked that great the last 2 weeks.
Think about this, just in the AFC for a second. There are 3 teams in the entire conference, the super, super conference, 3 teams that have a better record than the New York Jets. 3.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love it.
You
I love
got
it.
A
I
lot
love
of 2-2s mixed in there, including the New York Jets. And by the way, I woke up, I wanted to check the standings in the NFL because, again, I'm depressed. I wanted to smile. And I looked at who is at the bottom of the AFC East. Who's in last place? Who's pulling up the caboose? And that would be Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
That's
and don't
right.
tell me how much fight they showed yesterday. Yippity-doo-dah. A loss is a loss is a loss
yes.
is a loss.
And they're 1-3. Is it the 3rd consecutive year they're 1-3?
Oh.
It's over. The dynasty is dead. And Bill Belichick is dead. Dead, and dead. And yes, we love every minute of it. So you got that. The Yankees, there's nothing to say other than Aaron Judge disappointed a lot of people this weekend by not hitting a home run. And to an extent, Baltimore disappointed a lot of people by how they pitched to him. But that's over. That's over. We can discuss whether or not he's choking at another date because the New York Mets are. And I don't care what you say. The New York Mets getting swept. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
Losing their division to a team that's played like 750 ball for the last 4 months is not by definition choking. Mm-hmm. However, losing games to some of the teams they've lost to in September prior to this weekend, and then really not having all that much fight in Atlanta this weekend is a bad sign.
That's the problem. I understand that you can go through a season and we can go through the last month and find all the games they should have won. But they went to Atlanta with something kind of basic in front of them. Win a game.
One
game.
Yep.
You've got Jacob deGrom. You've got Max Scherzer. You've got Chris Bassett. Win a game. And from top to bottom, other than Jeff McNeil, they all failed. Pete Alonso failed. Francisco Lindor, he may hear boost tonight at Citi Field if anyone actually shows up, because he failed. And you let Kenley Jansen, who is one of the most overrated closers of this generation, get into trouble on Friday. Ah, the Mets come close. Base is loaded. One out. He wiggles out of it. And then you let Kenley Jansen on Saturday and then last night barely break a sweat in mowing you down. The Mets looked lifeless. They looked dead. And I don't know if the word is choke, collapse, whatever word you want to use.
It is what it is.
They got their asses kicked with everything right in front of them with a chance to win the NL East. It includes Scherzer, who sucked. It includes Bassett, who sucked. And DeGrom was very mediocre and wasn't good enough. You want to say he sucked? Fine, say he sucks. Okay. I don't care.
He sucked.
They all suck.
I mean, they're supposed to be the two best pitchers in the world. That's why you got them. It's supposed to be we're never going to lose a three-game series in the postseason, at least, because we got them. Now, does that change? I think the perception changes if you're a diehard Met fan, because you just witnessed something happen that you would have sworn, rightfully so, that could never happen in a big spot, and it happened. And the other thing it does is, you know, it now changes the path, and it makes the path to a championship a hell of a lot harder.
Well, I'll make this kind of simple. If the New York Mets are going to win a World Series, and that's the goal here, same thing for the Yankee fans, they're likely to have to go through the San Diego Padres, the LA Dodgers, the Atlanta Braves, and either the Astros or the Yankees. If my math is correct, the Dodgers have won well over 100 games.
Yes, they have.
The Braves have won 100 games.
Yes, they have.
And either, well, the Astros have won 100 games, and the Yankees will likely win 100 games. How many teams in the history of baseball have gone through 100-win teams to win a championship?
I don't believe it's ever happened.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah, I don't think it has. Partially because not that many teams went out. No, games.
I agree. And usually you don't have all these layers of playoffs to go through.
Right.
But you're right. Like, I'm not telling you the Mets are absolutely going to get smoked by San Diego or Philadelphia. I'd be the first to tell you that when the playoffs start, you start fresh and you never know. I know that. And Friday afternoon, a Friday night at Citi Field, we're all going to be pumped up. We're going to try to talk ourselves in to why this is a new year. But our perception, you're right, Craig, of this team completely changed.
Yep.
Because all year long, they were the team of fight, they were the team of battle, and they were the team that had the two best pitchers in the world. Well, the two best pitchers in the world looked normal, and their bats and their fight disappeared. They got punched in the mouth numerous times this weekend by the Braves, and they couldn't respond.
And I know, stupid me, I thought in Vogelbach tied it. You know, you could breathe it. Oh. And McNeil goes yard. Oh. And then as soon as Atlanta fought right back and took the lead, it was over. It was a wrap.
I'll tell you when it was over. When you have first and third and nobody out up 3-1, you got to jump on them. You have to jump on them. That's what you have to do. And I thought this in the moment at the time. They could not walk away with first and third, nobody out in the third inning with nothing. And they did, because the bottom of the order was lifeless. I mean, most of the lineup was lifeless. What did Lindor and Alonso, the two stars of this team, do in this series? No extra base hits combined. Now let's take a look at Atlanta. How'd Dansby Swanson do?
I mean, all he does is hit home runs.
How'd Matt Olson do?
Yeah.
How'd Austin Riley do?
I guess you guys kind of wish the Yankees got
after all, don't you?
Matt Olson?
Yeah.
Sure.
I bet you, yeah, of course you do.
Of course.
Well, listen, we got lots to do. It's good news and bad news at the very same time. Aaron Judge does it at 62. The New York Mets get swept by the Braves, the one thing that couldn't happen. The Jets win, the one thing you never thought would happen. And the New York Giants win. So, you got the Jets and Giants game out of first place, respectively, because the Eagles did come back and beat Jacksonville yesterday after being down 14-0 and beat them 29-21. So they maintain the only undefeated record in the NFL right now. And as far as the Jets go, the Bills make the comeback. Again, kind of a tale of two halves in that game. But the Bills hang on, so they have a one-game lead over the Jets. But it's a great October already. Already light years better than last October, wouldn't you say, Evan?
Oh, jeez.
And by the way, even with your sweep, listen, you still got Scherzer and DeGrom.
Not ready for that.
Go out there and win a series.
I'm not ready. You know what? Here's the problem, Craig. When we're doing our radio show on Friday,
and that's going to be Friday?
Yes, we are.
That was a holiday.
And it's a playoff day. The Yankees are going to get to rest till Tuesday. The Mets are playing a playoff game in New York City on Friday. It's going to be their first playoff game in 6 years at Citi Field.
And the place is going to be jumping.
I understand. Even by Thursday, we're going to go through, oh, yeah, Scherzer won't have another bad start. Jake won't have another bad start. This team can get hot. They can beat the. We can have that discussion another day. Today, if you're a Met fan, I don't want to hear, and no other Met fan wants to hear about, hey, this all could work out. Because here's what happened this weekend.
So you don't want to hear you're going to be fine?
No, don't start with me. All of us as Met fans, if you're if you're over the age of 35, went into a damn time machine and woke up in 1998 and 1999. This was our nightmares. Back in the late 90s, except instead of Chipper Jones, it's Dansby Swanson. Instead of Andrew Jones running down fly balls in center field, it's Michael Harris. It was a... Bro, I don't think you get it.
I do get it, but the Jets won, so I'm not all that bothered by the Mets' failures. The Jets won. The Jets came back for their second come-from-behind victory
of the year. I was ecstatic about the Jet victory, and I enjoyed my Sunday afternoon until the cloud came back that was hanging overhead, knowing what was going to happen Sunday night. But you are allowed, in this town especially, to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Of course.
You're allowed to be very upset and depressed in one breath, and then really pumped up in the other breath. I mean, take tonight for an example. Ben Simmons is going to play basketball.
Is he?
Well, sort of. Yeah.
Got it. Great. Awesome. We got Rams 49ers tonight also. And listen, you got baseball. If you still care, I wonder what kind of crowd the Mets get tonight. I would say because of the weather and the sweep weekend, tonight's not great.
Nobody.
Yeah, I think tonight's a tough
sell. Nobody. This is going to be a mausoleum tonight.
A mausoleum?
A mausoleum.
There you go. A mausoleum.
That's what it's going to be tonight. Because guess who's not going tonight?
You.
This guy ain't.
Are you going tomorrow?
I got my ass kicked this weekend. I need a break.
Hold on. Are you going tomorrow or Wednesday?
I will be there tomorrow.
Yes. Okay.
I'll pay my final respects before the postseason begins.
Are you going to go on Friday?
What time's the game, Craig?
We don't know yet. Yeah, that's a good point. We don't. The schedule's not out.
Do me a favor.
Yeah,
I want you to text Rob Manfred right now.
What time do you want the game to be?
And say, Rob, 8 p.m. first pitch Friday night. Mets Padres. I want everyone in the 7 line just a little buzzed, a little bit, so we can be a little louder and a little crazier until, of course, Juan Soto hits one off the freaking Shea Bridge, and it's a mausoleum again.
I could do some math for you. As you know, I minored in math in college. There's a chance, it's a slim chance, but there's a chance you're not playing San Diego in the first round of the playoffs.
I know.
You know who you might play?
The Philadelphia Phillies.
That's on the table.
And what scares me about that series are you buffoons playing the clip from a week ago of me uttering Mets fans for Phillies.
I believe there's a chance.
Mets fans for Phillies. Now, you know the scenario where they play the Phillies?
Yes, but if you want to do it in a more simpler manner,
I'll do it for the people just so you know.
Yeah.
Right now, the Phillies are a game behind San Diego. If the Phillies catch San Diego, which means they pick up a game over the next 3 days, the Phillies would have the tiebreaker, which means the Mets would play the Phillies. So while
I'm rooting for that because Mets, Phillies, New York, Philadelphia, that sets up for everything we want. That's everything we need.
Yeah.
That's the best. That's exactly what we want.
I'm scared of everybody.
Mets Phillies. Reds for Philly.
After this weekend, if you're a Met fan, you're scared of everybody. Yu Darvish, Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, Blake Snell, Manny Machado, Alec Bohm, Bryce Harper, Tweedledee Tweedledum. We're afraid of everybody after the garbage we saw over the last 3 days.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
New York City, a couple of quick little updates for you, Met fans. As bad as the weekend was, I've got some good news for you.
It's not good news. Guaranteed it's not good news.
No, I've got some good news for you.
There's no way your mouth is going to utter good news to me.
Listen, I've got some news I think going to make you very, very happy. This wouldn't make me very happy, but I think if you're a Met fan, this really brightens an otherwise dreary weekend.
Let's see how predictable you are. I think you gave it away. You said, quote, this wouldn't make me happy.
I would not be all that excited about it, but I'm not a Met fan.
Somebody won an award.
Oh.
Somebody was the player of the week.
Nope.
Somebody was the player of the month.
Bingo!
Wow.
I want to congratulate Eduardo Escobar.
Yes.
Yeah. And Gary Cohen with his little fist pump in the air. It's the month of Escobar.
It was. It was the month of Escobar.
Guess what, Gary? It's October.
Yeah.
The month of Escobar is over. The month of the Mets are going to win. They've got DeGrom and Scherzer. Over. And I don't know how you're going to handle this message.
He actually hit this weekend, so I can't. He's one of those guys kind of the preface of, he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't, you know, an impact player either.
Okay, here's an announcement for you.
Yeah.
Tell me what you make of this. Diehard Met fans, rejoice. The Mets have just announced that single-game postseason tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10.
Now they got to hurry because Friday's game one.
That's right.
They thought they had more time. They thought there'd be a little bit of a break until next Tuesday when the divisional series would start. But unfortunately, Met fans, we are 5 days away from a playoff game. Which, as a statement on its own, is incredibly exciting, but is really depressing in the context of a wild card round after spending 97% of the season in first place.
Listen, I think you're going to have a half-empty stadium today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, certainly on Wednesday. Because don't forget, and I know this is a side issue that does not affect a lot of you. You know, the Mets, because of the sweep, you know, if Atlanta wins one game, you're the wild card team. So let's just, for the sake of argument's sake, say, okay, that's going to happen. You're the wild card team you're playing on Friday. Here's the rub for the Met game tomorrow and Wednesday. Tomorrow they play at nighttime. It is the highest of holy days for Jewish folks, right? It's Yom Kippur. Starts sundown on Tuesday. It doesn't relax where they break the fast after atoning for sins until sundown on Wednesday. Wednesday's games across the league start at what time?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. So you are eliminating your practicing Jewish audience from both Tuesday night's game and Wednesday afternoon's game.
There's another thing that's going to happen, because I think the Mets are going to announce like historically small crowds for the next few days.
I do too.
Because of the lockout, it was weird. I guess it was nice that they did this, but because of the lockout, they gave these games as like an option. As a season ticket holder, you had the option to say, yeah, I don't want those games.
Okay.
And then you had the option to click a button and take those games. I assume there'll be a handful of people that never clicked accept. So I bet you there are more tickets not even sold through the season ticket fan base than normal. So I would expect the crowds to be very small.
I talked to some Met executives this morning. And their hope was for tonight's game, 25,000. They thought that would be a good number based on what they drew when they were last at home and considering what happened this weekend. Tuesday and Wednesday, they acknowledge they have no idea because you're talking about Yom Kippur.
Right.
You know, so I don't know how that plays into it, but
who cares?
You know, now that it's over
and
you're basically playing for Friday. I guess here's the question.
I mean, even these games are tough to get into. I know they're not out of it yet, but especially once they're officially out of it, these games are going to be...
Are you resting anybody?
Well, first of all, DeGrom's not starting Wednesday. Let's get that out of the way.
Right.
let's get the most obvious thing out of the way.
Are you playing Pete Alonso all three games? Are you playing Lindor all three games?
So here's the issue you run into. I think tonight you got to play everybody.
Because they're not dead yet.
Technically in it.
Okay.
And I think if the Braves take care of business tonight, which they may not, who knows? They may have a hangover and may lose tonight. And we may get to tomorrow with there still being a shot.
By the way, it does have a letdown written all over it after a big sweep like that.
And by the way, I think the Mets are better off. If we can be honest and say it is incredibly unlikely the Miami Marlins are sweeping the Braves, as well as the Marlins have actually played recently and they're not starting Alcantara. If we accept the Braves are very likely to win a game, I think we're all better off having the Braves just win this thing tonight.
Just not get it over with. So you don't have to worry about
it. For the point you made, because I think as long as there's a chance, can you really sit guys?
Right. I mean, if they lose and you win tonight, wait a minute, it's a game. Oh, can we count on the Marlins to do our bidding for us? And then what do you do? And then DeGrom comes into play.
No. No.
No matter what.
No. It would be one of the dumbest decisions I've ever seen.
Yeah.
To have Jacob DeGrom when you're a game behind, pitching 162 with the hope that not only do you win, likely, but that the Marlins lose. That would be, first of all, Buck wouldn't do it. He would not do it.
No, he's saving him for
that
game
would
one.
Be the dumbest thing ever.
All right. Anyway, so those are your updates. You can start buying single game tickets tomorrow. And by the way, the playoff games obviously will be sold out. So if you want to go to a single playoff game or a couple, you got to get your ass online at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
And I also warned
to
you
to do that.
They're very, very expensive.
The regular price tickets, yes. I mean, the what do you call that? The primary market, yes.
I'm talking about primary. I'm not talking about the secondary market. We'll figure out what the market does for that.
Expensive, right?
Yeah, very expensive.
Well, I guess, I mean, Steve Cohen had a good year, though, I read. His net worth went up,
great.
Not down.
Great.
So I'm just
you know what that means?
He's got more money to get Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no jokes, because I don't want to get into the offseason, but I will tell you, if you look at what happened this weekend, and you say to yourself, boy, I'm the owner of the Mets, and I'm pissed off. I flew down to Atlanta. What went wrong?
Yeah.
That's the name that's in your head.
Do you think he went for chicken wings at the club that the basketball player went to a few years back?
Well, it's known for its
famous chicken wings, so of course.
Yeah, like that place has like the dopest chicken wings in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that's why I go there.
Is that Lou Williams who did that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. What was the name of it? It was called like the Gold Club or something like that. And he's like, man, I'm just here for the wings.
Maybe that's why Steve went to Atlanta this weekend.
They got good wings, Evan. Good wings. Listen, you and I saw Steve Cohen eating a mini bag of Doritos.
Yes.
So the fact that he might eat wings, I don't put that past him.
No, he didn't tweet this weekend. He tweeted out Friday, I'm in Atlanta, I'm pumped up, this is what it's all about.
To be honest, what is there to tweet? I believe in you guys.
No, you're right. There's really nothing, because anything he says, people would get pissed off at.
Yeah.
If he said, look, this was a horrible weekend, but I'm proud of the guys, he'd get crucified for that.
Better off saying nothing, because then nobody can be critical of you.
What if he says, really, Jake? You want $50 million?
Yeah. That'd be funny. That would be funny.
Hey, Max.
Yeah.
I gave you 40 plus.
Yeah.
Can you give me more than that?
Can you decline the player option in a couple years, please? Here's Randy in Westbury. Randy, what's going on today?
First of all, talking about chicken wings, have you guys ever been to Stickies?
Yes.
Awesome. Freaking amazing.
Solid wings. But, solid.
Yeah. The other thing, Evan, when you went on your rant earlier, 100% that was everything I would have said on the phone. But the other thing is that Craig, you're saying, oh, the Mets fans are jumping off the ledge. You want to know why we're so upset? Because this team can never, ever do anything easy. It's got to be a tooth pull. Every time we get close to touching the freaking championship. It's disgusting.
Just out of curiosity, how many times have you been close to winning a championship that this is what they always do?
I was there when they lost the game in 08 to the Cardinals with Andy Chavez catch.
Oh, sucks,
I was
yes.
there for the last game at Shea.
Wow,
man. We freaking lost the division that day. I was also, I mean, it's just,
you know, here's your pain, buddy. Here's the problem.
Good job, Randy.
This caused a lot of issues around here.
What's that?
But there was a Sports Minute from Friday that caused a hubbubaloo. And it was a Sports Minute from Sean Morash, who did a show yesterday. Now, Sean's a Yankee fan. He's a Giant fan.
Is Big Mac doing a Sports Minute?
He should.
Is Tommy
And what
doing
would be
one?
Wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. I'm just wondering.
But Sean did something.
I think I'm the only guy in this building.
I would enhance the Sports Minute.
By the way, I think Evan is the other one, because if I know Evan well enough. Like, when they first started doing Sports Minutes, you know, there's a big to-do that Mike wasn't asked to do them.
Right.
And he was livid about it.
Right.
How do you not ask me to do it? Right?
You know who I am.
Right? And I was like, thank God they didn't ask me.
I'd have
to do
no
it.
Interest.
I couldn't have less interest in doing
0.0.
Yeah, that being said, Sean Morash
so
did one.
Sean Morash had a Sports Minute on Friday that I know pissed a lot of people off.
Shocking.
But I thought about it all weekend. He said very flippantly, it's a great sports weekend, great weekend for baseball. Judge is doing this. The Phillies are battling for a playoff spot. And then you have the boring Mets, who are obviously going to do what they always do and choke the division away.
Well, okay,
very
nice.
Dismissive, and Met fans I know around here were very upset.
Wow.
And all I thought about this weekend was, I know he was doing it to be a douche.
Yes.
But he was freaking spot on. And that's where Randy's upset. In the back of our mind, what Sean Morash said Friday is on all of our minds. That we have this DNA where we're the Mets, we're LOL Mets, and bad bleep is going to happen.
But,
and to witness that over the weekend kind of gets back to that point that Sean flippantly made that we all think deep down, which is,
well, not
we're going to choke.
Not everybody, because there's a battle of part-timers then, I guess. Because if Sean Morash said they were going to choke like they always do, how do you explain Sal Licata saying on TV or the radio, the division's locked up? It's the Mets. They won it already. It's over.
I'm not going to defend why Sal said that. First of all, that was in May. Maybe he was just being delusional at the time.
He said that in May?
He said it in May when they were up by 10.5 games.
I wouldn't know if that counts as a cold take because he unfollowed them and blocked them.
The mistake Sal made, and this is the biggest mistake he made, was not over exaggerating the Mets. He had zero respect from the Braves, and that was the mistake he made. The Braves are the defending world champions. They'd won four divisions in a row.
All
I know that. You know that. Everybody knows that, but he forgot. But that's him. I'm saying that what Morash said in that Sports Minute, as much as it may have pissed off anyone who heard it,
yeah,
that's our subconscious.
Yes.
Like, he literally, and he's not a Met fan, he's just being a douche. I get that. He's looking for, I get all that. But what he uttered was what Lou Gower was thinking deep in his pit Friday going into the series.
That's
it's what
you guys
I
are
was
fighting.
Thinking.
Yeah.
It's what we were all thinking, yet we hoped this would be different. We hoped this isn't the same
old
Met.
Let me ask you a question.
Everything's different. And the reality was, it was the same crap.
When Scherzer lost on Saturday, did you guys write Sunday off as we're not going to win? Be honest. Because DeGrom loses, but it's easy to say, all right,
yes.
I got Scherzer. And then when Scherzer loses, now you got to be like, my God.
I want to make something very clear about writing things off. I've seen enough of baseball to know when you think you have it figured out, you have no idea. So I would never, ever go into a game or a series for that matter and say, there's no chance this could happen. I say that about the Mets. I say that about the Yankees.
Hey, the New York Jets won 2 football games.
Right.
So you can't say this can't happen.
Of course. So there was no thought going into Sunday of they have no shot. But was my confidence shaken? Of course.
Yeah, yes. It has to be.
My confidence was at an all-time low.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
By the way, the club in the ATL is known as Magic City. So if you're down in Hotlanta or Buckhead, go to Magic City, not for the girls, for the wings.
Right.
That's where the hot wings
I guess we'll go back, right?
From your lips to God's ears,
I know,
ears,
right?
Buddy boy.
I'm giving you something positive.
Joining us on the hotline, I think, yay or nay. I believe we're going to connect with a big Met fan who predicted this downfall and is very, very upset. And now he's warring with a lot of folks in this town about his Met fandom and about the Met collapse that's coming up in a second, I think. I'm looking at Tommy. I know he's getting him ready right here. He's on the line. Let me go to my main man, Frank the Tank. Frank, it's Craig and Evan. What's up, buddy?
Nothing is up. Everything is terrible. The world sucks. And time is a circle.
Wow, that is very deep. That is very deep. Meaning that the Mets will be the Mets no matter who owns them, no matter who plays for them. What you're saying is the Mets will be the Mets.
Yeah, but this weekend is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Padres are coming. We can't touch you, Darvish. Blake Snell will probably... I actually think the Mets are going to get shut out in both games in the wild card.
Right, now, to be fair, there are those out there, Frank, that they think you're very negative no matter what's happening. But to be fair, I have to say, you've always been right.
And then look at my football team. You guys are going to be happy when they beat the Dolphins up next
You're
week.
Not getting compassion from us about that. Sorry.
Yeah, he's a Dolphin fan. He's got Tua. But let's just stay on the Mets for a second here. When did you know this weekend that the Mets were in trouble?
When Jacob DeGrom had his full heel turn.
Got it. His full heel turn.
Got it. So DeGrom, and are you buying the excuse that it's a blood blister and a cuticle cut?
No, I think that I think he wants to be a Brave next year, and that was his heel turn.
Oh, come on. So he purposely gave up 3 home runs because he's going to be a Brave next year?
I like the conspiracy theory, Frank.
Well,
what's wrong with that?
If he would have pitched good in Oakland, we would have had better chance in the series.
I get that, but what was he doing in Oakland? He was getting bombed in Oakland to help out the Braves, the team he's about to go to?
I mean, is that Frank's
what you're going
got
with?
A point, Evan.
I think Jacob DeGrom has tuned out this season, and I think we're going to see another bad outing when he comes up at the wild card on Friday.
You do. So your expectation is that do the Mets even get to Sunday, or do they lose the first two?
First two, and they don't score a run.
Shut out in both games. The Mets season comes to an end at home Saturday night.
Yep, I got tickets to Saturday night. It'll feel like the 2008 Shea Stadium. Hey, let's say goodbye, everybody. Hey, here's everybody. Yeah, you just lost a heartbreaking game. Let's dance on your heart.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel your pain. I feel your emotion. This might be the toughest season yet for you, huh?
I would put this probably... It legitimately is like another 2007.
Okay, and if you had to blame one person, who do you blame the most?
Billy Upper for his just absolute failure at the trade deadline. I mean, Darren Ruff, he would have literally been better off doing something besides nothing instead of getting down.
Well, yeah, because J.D. Davis has freaking 10 home runs for the Giants. Yeah, they would have been better off doing nothing.
I mean, Dan Ruff might go down just as the most useless, used baseball would have been better off than that Dan Ruff.
Yeah, so it sounds like you guys are not fans of Dan Ruff. I've picked up on
we
that.
We will never see Darren Ruff in a Met uniform
so
again.
Now, Frank, let me ask this. Let's say the unthinkable happens, and the Philadelphia Phillies become the wild card opponent, and they come into town. Would you still be picking against the Mets?
Yes, because we'll see. The Phillies win two games, and both winning pitchers will be Zach Wheeler and Noah Syndergaard.
Well, could you imagine that if the Mets lost to Wheeler and Syndergaard? You might as well. If that happened, you got to consider packing up the franchise, don't you?
Dude, we just saw Travis d'Arnaud delivering the back-breaking hit in the finale of this series.
Yeah, but
we saw Daniel Murphy win an MVP and help the Nationals make the postseason.
Yeah.
Like, you act as if we haven't seen things like that before.
But that would be crazy if you lose to Syndergaard and Wheeler and get knocked out of the postseason by those guys, right?
And Evan, I know you feel the same way. That when someone leaves the Mets uniform, it's almost like Clark Kent. They take off the Mets uniform. And it's like that, the S is underneath.
It feels that way sometimes with certain guys. And look, d'Arnaud was one of those guys I think we were all done with, if we're being fair about this. We were all just done with Travis d'Arnaud. But the fact he's not only turned into a star catcher, but he's a catalyst of the defending world champion Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
And came through with one of the biggest hits in this series. It is salt on the wound, especially when we're starting James McCann.
Now, my understanding, Frank the Tank.
You mean James McCann.
Aha, there you go. Always a funny nickname, of course.
He is so worthless. Uh-huh. You know, it's almost like he actually tells the batter what pitch is coming with the way he moves, and he just like moves his glove. He almost like tells him what's coming.
Well, we should investigate that. Maybe he is.
Maybe he's on the take like the Grom is.
You never know.
That first at bat he had in the second inning when he swung at three pitches off the plate in a row did look like someone who was just like, I'm done.
I'm going to
close my eyes, swing a few times, and get the hell out
now,
of here.
Now, Frank, let me ask you this real quick. I understand that you blamed Sal Acata for a video he had out back in May that the division was over, it's the Mets world, we're all living in it, and you took a shot at him, and he has blocked you on Twitter, is that right?
Yes, he has, because he doesn't want to... have any accountability that he counted the money in May and he jinxed us. He jinxed us. The day he said that, the Braves started their 14-game winning streak.
So it's all on Sal. And he won't pay the piper on it. He's ignoring you by blocking you on social media. What a shame, right?
It's a shame.
It's a real shame. Well, listen, buddy, I hope you have a good time on Saturday when you go to the ballpark. And keep your fingers crossed. You might be surprised, okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised.
Hey, Frank, remember, good news. Very good news. You want to tell him or should I?
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater is your starting quarterback.
Ben Simmons plays basketball tonight. Yay!
Well, I got the Mets slogan should be this. The New York Mets. Always teasing, never pleasing.
I like it. I like it. That sounds like a Barstool t-shirt.
That's not bad.
Enjoy it, buddy. Good talking to you, and fingers crossed things turn around for you, okay?
Yeah, not in my lifetime.
Okay, well, I mean, that's one way to look at it, sure. He's a Dolphin fan. No Tua. Wah. And by the way, just real quick, give me 30 seconds of this, Evan. For all the hypocrites out there that were yelling and screaming about Tua being allowed to play in an NFL game, not a single person publicly questioned whether or not J.J. Watt should be allowed to play in an NFL game 48 hours, having his heart shocked back into rhythm after suffering from an AFib event. What?
Did we know about it at the time?
Yeah, he came out before the game because Jay Glazer broke the story, and he tried to get ahead of it and said, I'm aware that someone has leaked this to a reporter, so I'm just going to tell you what happened. I guess on Wednesday... So a little more than 48 hours. On Wednesday, he went into AFib, which is an irregular heart rhythm, right?
Right.
They took out the paddles, and they shocked his heart back into rhythm. He's playing football a couple days later.
Yeah, we had no outcry about that.
How is that not problematic for all you hypocrites that were yelling and screaming about Tua?
The answer is this, and it's not a good answer, but I want to give you an answer.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
The visual. The visual of Tua from 2 weeks ago is what affected everybody. We saw him collapse, come back in the game. We saw him 4 days later with the fingers after he took a massive hit.
Yeah.
So I think, I honestly mean this, because I think this is in a lot of cases the example. When you see something,
sure,
it makes it worse than hearing about
something. So did we need J.J. Watt to have a stroke on the field on Sunday? Or have a blood clot go to his brain and kill him on Sunday? For somebody to go, oh, we probably should let the guy play?
Look, the reaction's different.
Yeah.
Look at domestic violence.
Bunch of hypocrites.
Look at domestic violence. You saw it with Ray Rice.
Yes.
The reaction, while people are mad, is different than when you see it. And you know that.
Right.
And I'm not saying this is a good answer, by the way, Craig. It's just the answer.
I know. I'm with you on that.
That's all I'm saying.
And by the way, no one is saying that the Giants in the NFL got it right by not letting Tyrod Taylor come back and play. Nobody is saying kudos to the sideline neurologist in the New England Green Bay game when Brian Hoyer got done,
right.
And he didn't come back with a concussion.
Well, this happens all the time in the NFL.
But all the focus is on a singular moment, as if they get it wrong all the time. That's not fair. It's not truth.
I think, though, in society, we react to when things are wrong more than the, hey, they got it right, they got it right, they got it right. We do that all the time, too.
But, like, this show is a perfect example.
Yeah.
The New York effing Jets are 2-2. The Giants are 3-1. Wah!
You're right. You're right.
The Mets got swept. They're going to the playoffs. Crybabies.
You're damn right I'm a crybaby. We're all crybabies.
By the way, I'm proud to announce that if you go to the Belldotti Bakery in Stamford, there's now a carton and Robert's donut, and the proceeds will go to charity. And the donut, which was invented by myself and Evan Roberts, is raspberry Nutella.
Raspberry Nutella. Is it Nutella or Nutella?
Nutella.
I think it's Nutella.
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 Raspberry Nutella.
Nutella.
Okay, either way. But the proceeds will go to charity.
Raspberry Nutella.
So, if you're in Stamford, Connecticut, and you want to help out worthy causes in the tri-state area, buy a carton and Robert's donut, right?
And the flavor?
Raspberry Nutella. Nutella?
Nutella.
Nutella?
Nutella.
Biggs, how do you pronounce it? I'll go with you on this one.
Yeah, I say Nutella.
Victory is mine. At least I win something.
Hey. Well, and you also got to name a donut.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You got a donut named after you. So you got that going for you. In life, that's a big thing. How many guys do you know have donuts named after them?
Nobody.
Yeah. Not a lot. Many.
More people have probably walked on the moon than had donuts named after them.
There's a TikTok video I saw this morning. Oh, we did stop. Not walk on the moon.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, because TikTok told you.
It's all over TikTok.
Just stop it.
Yeah, no. It's,
I can't deny it.
It's all over TikTok. We did not walk on the moon. We've never walked on the moon.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sure you're right. Not on TikTok, but I'm sure you're right.
By the way, to answer your question from earlier, the Mets lineup tonight is their normal, we're trying to win baseball games lineups and off days. No, season's over. Let's rest up for Friday.
I think
they're still mathematically in it.
I think there's a secondary reason to that that I didn't think about until right now. Obviously, you play till you're eliminated or whatever the case is.
Yes, you have to.
But I also think, you know, this is where baseball trumps virtually every other sport. You want to get rid of the stink from Atlanta.
No, I get that.
And the quickest way to do that is to go play a game, score 7-8 runs, and feel good about yourselves.
Yes.
So I also appreciate everybody wanting to play because they got stank on them right now. They got that Atlanta
stank. There's nothing they can do against the Nationals, against Corey Abbott, that's going to get the stank off. The only thing they can do is go play the Phillies or Padres on Friday and smoke them. You want to get the stank off?
Wow, there's a little stank. They get a little
bing,
stank.
Bing, divisional series.
Yeah.
That's the T-shirt. Bing, bing, divisional series.
Well, bing, bong.
No, no. No, not bing, bong. That went well for you.
Yeah, bing, bong.
That went really well for you. How'd bing, that work bong. Out? No, bing, bing, as in win, win, divisional series.
But it That's goes. It. But it goes bing, bong.
No, no. Bing, bong's dead.
Bing, bong.
Just like the idea of Donovan Mitchell coming here. It's dead.
Bing, bong.
Lashing out.
Because that's what he does.
I'm not lashing out.
Because he's upset that the Mets lost. It's okay.
Yeah, I am upset the Mets lost.
You're more upset that the Mets lost than happy that the Jets won. That's our disconnect.
Well, because the Mets are playing a series to determine the NL East. Like, there are different times of the year where certain things matter more, right?
Sure.
If the Mets were out of it, which I'm used to, then obviously every Jets September game matters 50 times more. But where you are in a season matters. The Mets played a series that blew the National League East.
By the way, Mets weather has just put out a tweet There's no way they're playing baseball tonight.
Really? That bad?
Yeah, according to Mets weather.
Are they going to have to play a bunch of doubleheaders now?
Could you imagine a doubleheader tomorrow?
Oof.
Because you can't play on Wednesday, really, the way baseball wants it set up, where everybody's playing at the same exact time.
You can. You'd start the first
play
game.
One.
Yeah.
So it'd be
that's
just a single admission.
I think there actually
1 o'clock,
is a doubleheader on Wednesday that's like that.
Oh, is there?
Where, I forget who it is. I apologize. But
because that's why the Yankees doubleheader is tomorrow, not Wednesday, right?
I don't know if that's the actual reason. I just know they want to get it over with.
We have our resident weather guy here.
By the way, I apologize. There was no doubleheader on Wednesday. It was Tuesday along with the Yankees, yeah. So my apologies.
So my gut is that they want to avoid it if they can, but according to Mets weather right now.
But they're not going to play tomorrow either. The weather's supposed to be worse tomorrow than it is today.
No. Oh,
the
is
Mets
that right?
may not play another game until Friday.
It's almost like they got a bye.
Beautiful.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
One more shot against them, and that would have to be
in
the
NLCS. Why, so you could be disappointed again?
I don't know. Revenge is a dish served cold.
You're going to hate this question, but I'm going to demand that you and Tommy answer.
I'll answer anything.
All right, is that a fair?
Go ahead.
One-time only deal here?
Big Mac.
All right, if you're going to get eliminated from the postseason, which team would you prefer eliminates you?
I want to go as far as possible.
Right, before the World Series.
The Atlanta Braves.
Because
it means I got to the NLCS. I don't want to go down without a fight.
Okay, how about you, Tommy? Who do you want to knock you out?
Braves. Same thing as Evan.
So you could handle that?
Yeah.
Luke getting swept and then having the Braves knock you out?
That's fine.
You could deal with that.
That's fine. We want to run. Show some guts.
Exactly. We want to see him win. I don't want to lose two straight to the Padres and call it a day.
Okay.
You know how pathetic that is?
All right, so, and if we took it all the way, you'd rather the Yankees knock you out. I got you. All good. We're on the same page.
I didn't go that far.
Totally appreciate where we're at here. See that Big Mac? That's where we're at. They would tolerate a Yankee World Series win over them. So we got that going for us.
You know what? You know what? I'll answer that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to get that you fought.
I want to get to the World Series. I want to win a World Series. But if you ask me right now, I want to go as far as humanly possible. I just felt what it was like to get embarrassed in the first round of the playoffs,
yes.
And it sucked. I felt what it was like to lose a wild card game and go home 6 years ago, and it sucked. Now, I've also experienced losing by a half an inch and losing on a strike three call. I've done it all in terms of losing, right? I want to go as far as possible. Did you know all the references I made? Did you pick up on all
of them? Yes, so you're willing to lose to the Braves and the Yankees.
I don't want to lose in a wild card
round. I know.
Look, Craig, I don't want to lose,
period. That's the right answer.
Obviously, I don't want to lose, period, but you're asking me. I want to see them go on a run.
I think that's the right answer. Not that you care or if there's a right or wrong.
Like, think
about
this.
But if you answered it any other way, I'd be disappointed.
Craig, think about
this. That's all. Yes.
You know I love baseball.
Talk to me, baby.
You know I love baseball, right? Hello?
Yes, I know you love baseball.
You think I know a little bit about baseball?
I think you know baseball more than the average person.
All right.
Yes.
If the Mets get knocked out by the Padres in two games.
Yes, what a letdown.
I know that I'm going to watch every Yankee playoff game, but I want to have my team there too.
Of course.
I don't want to have this bitterness of watching the MLB playoffs thinking about what could have been. So
I
think our life, and then when you go to work, if you're listening at home, you're in a good mood. Oh, just see game one. Can you believe Lindor did that? Like, it extends our joy. It extends our happiness.
Yes.
Now, ultimately, I'm pretty sure this is all going to end in horror like it always does. It always does, but extend our joy. Would you rather be married for 5 minutes or 50 years?
50 years.
Of course. Would you rather have a playoff run of 3 weeks or 2 days?
I guess that depends.
I'll ask you then, Mr. Yeah. Yankee fan.
Bring on the noise.
Would you rather lose three straight to Cleveland?
Yeah.
Or a game seven against the Mets? In the World Series, obviously. Well, you think, Big Mac, you have an answer to that?
If I lose to Cleveland, does that mean the Mets still win the World Series? Or are they only winning the World Series if they beat me in game seven?
Why are you complicating this?
Because that changes things. If you tell me the Mets win the World Series regardless, then the Indians can knock me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy.
You want to live with we got swept by Cleveland sports talk radio and as a Yankee fan just in general living with we got swept by Cleveland in my brain for the next five months?
Here's the problem. I see how you guys are and have been, and I respect the fandom a great deal. You know I do. But I also recognize there's a level of douche troll that I think would border on obnoxious to the point of making me want to vomit.
Wait a second. On our part towards you?
Yes.
You think that
you
I will...
and him especially.
Well, hold on. You think
I think I'd come in, I think you'd leave like little New York Met apples on my seat.
No, no. Here's what I will tell you.
That kind of crap.
This is what I'll tell you and I'll tell everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't forget what you say and I don't forget what you do. So if you've done nothing to me, we will have no issue. But if you did something to me,
yes.
And I've noticed something you've done,
uh-huh.
I won't forget.
But here's Evan, but you,
simple.
You
I
do,
think that's fair.
You'll respond to the collective.
Will I?
It won't just be me.
I have a list.
You'll want to get back at me because I will represent the Yankee fan base to you. And since you can't talk to all them, you'll talk to me.
So you think I'm going to let it out on everybody, even though it's really just at you?
Yes, yes, yes. Gibraltar was a girl. What, Thomas?
We keep the receipts.
Oh, stop with that. I hate that's the new cliche thing. I hate that.
He is right, though. Yesterday and today, I received a lot of messages or saw a lot of things, and I won't forget. That's all. No threats, just I won't forget. I'm keeping track. I'm keeping track.
Of course you're keeping track.
There's one specific thing that happened to me in this building this morning that I'll keep to myself that I will not forget.
Something happened this morning?
Yes.
On this radio station.
It was not on this radio station. It was in this building.
Something happened in the building.
Somebody said hi to me.
Okay.
And they
never.
Yes, here's why.
Okay.
They never say hi to me. And it was done with a bleep eating grin. And I don't like that when there's an ulterior motive.
Like they knew that you were paying from the suite.
Yes.
And they went out of their way to say, hey, buddy.
It'd be like this. Now, I do say, I think I say hi to Loogie and Big Mac every day. But if I didn't. And I ran over after a Yankee loss and was like, hi, Big Mac. I didn't say anything else. Just, hi, Big Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep it in the
seats.
I
know that tone.
Who did it? Who did it? An on-air person?
It's privacy.
Was it an on-air person or off-air person?
Keep that to myself.
Well, just tell me on-air or off-air. Because if it's off-air, I would never say the name on-air because they wouldn't have that expectation. If it's an on-air person, I could quickly deduce who it is, Brandon Tierney.
It was not Brandon Tierney.
Okay, good. He's out.
Who, Brandon's been very. He's never done that.
On air, off air.
I can see why that would be your perception.
Because he's
but
a Yankee fan.
Yeah, but he's been a good dude off air.
Brandon's
like
a great guy. I love Brandon. I'm just thinking of a Yankee fan that might want to have a little modicum of joy at your expense.
Craig,
and it wasn't
part
me.
Of keeping the receipts and remembering.
Yeah.
Is so that they don't know that you know that I know. So I will not reveal that name.
Sean
I won't
Moresh.
Reveal any of the names.
It's Moresh.
I won't reveal any names.
It's Moresh.
It is not Sean Moresh.
No? Okay. But just tell me on air, off air.
On air.
On air person.
And I'll remember, and I won't forget.
Okay. Let's see. Well, not the morning. So it's got to be an update guy. Update guy or producer. Hoffman's a Met fan, I think, right?
You think?
Is he a Met fan?
Yeah, he does the...
I know he's the guy that, you know, illegally stole my Twitter account and then posted nice things about
himself.
Yeah,
no, he's the guy with the you have the most respect for in the entire station.
By the way, I appreciate what he did. It's a great thing. I've done it to him. I'm good with it. I just don't like the fact that he then made my account a sister account to his
so that he can,
so
do
he
it
can
again.
Log in whenever he wants.
Yeah, he wants to do it again.
But I want to be clear. What he did, whatever night it was, Saturday night, totally get it. Love it. I'm good with it. I will now forever connect my Twitter account here. But he then took the next step and attached my account as a sister account.
Is there
That's
something he could have tweeted that you would have said that crossed the line?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean,
really?
I don't know. I mean, could he? Yes. You could obviously, there's anything I can say something to you that's all crossed the line. That we all have something that's, well, maybe not Big Mac, but we all have something that eventually crosses the line. Yeah. Think about your stupid squabble with Tommy right now.
I have no issue with Luke.
Over the fact that he's not allowed to have an opinion as a Met fan, and you're Geppetto.
That's not what I said.
You're like, don't you talk Mets without, I know what the Mets things are.
I never said that.
And you didn't return his text. He's very hurt by it.
That is true. I did not return his text.
Yeah.
And I apologize for that. I came in and said, look, I am sorry I didn't return your text.
Yeah, okay. And then it went beyond that.
Then he lumped
but
him
I don't
into
need
everybody.
You telling me what's got blah, 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 blah.
I didn't
blah,
mean
blah.
It as you or like everyone
your
else.
Your text was pointless.
No,
and it was just one of the 100 I got yesterday.
No, yeah, you talked down to me in the newsroom.
That's
I don't
not
need
what
to
I
hear from you. I know Max was bad. Really?
I apologize. That was not my
just
intention.
Just be a dude and be a friend for once in your life to one of your few friends. Let's be honest, Evan. You don't
wow.
have to take your shoes
Look
off the
this guy.
Well, I got personal.
Me.
earlier I didn't get personal, now I got personal. Because you're trying to, like, say, why? I said I was sorry.
I am sorry.
Yeah, but you were a jerk.
How about, I didn't mean how about it in that stop, tone that it
How about
came
instead
out.
Of sorry, change? Why don't you change, wow. Evan? Because everyone babies you, and I'm not going to.
Oh
maybe
God.
Change and be a better person.
I think my wife said this to me, like, a few weeks ago.
It sounds,
stop saying
yeah,
you're sorry.
Yesterday.
Can you change that?
Yeah.
Sounds to me like someone's keeping her seats over there.
It's over when I say it's over.
Yeah. Ooh.
He's using the same stick on me now.
It's not over yet, all because, Evan, A, first didn't return your text. And then, B, when you made your point about the Mets, he made it clear he didn't need you to tell him what happened in the weekend series.
I didn't mean it as in you. I meant it
as what?
I just was in no mood to discuss or read or write or respond to Met-related. And you weren't the only one. Other friends, other people I like, where I was like, I don't want to deal with this. And with you, here's where you were special. I knew I'd see you Monday. And I knew we'd have a discussion Monday about the travesty baseball-wise that we saw over the weekend.
But we didn't.
Yes, we did.
You basically said it from across the hall, again, like I'm your
no,
peon.
No, I came in and then you had nothing. You didn't want to talk to me.
You and Big Mac yucked it up like you always do. And then you go to me, A, when you need something, or B, like this, to talk down to me. And I swear to you, I said this to Big Mac. I almost got up and punched you in the face.
Punched me in the face?
Now, I would have been fired. I would have been a hero forever for doing it.
To
although,
who?
No, you digital team,
you would have been fired.
It.
I can probably, that's for sure.
And I didn't do it. And I didn't do
Who
it.
Who the hell would you be a hero
In my mind, I beat you up.
In your mind, you played rat-a-tat-tat on his face.
It was well-deserved.
Was I crying when you
now,
were punching me?
Yeah,
or was I
kind
Evan, of manning up and getting through it?
As a mature adult, I have to say to you,
yes,
that constitutes a physical threat of violence towards your well-being.
Sounds like
if you want to take this to the next level, you have the right as an employee of this company to let them know
no
that
way.
You feel... Okay, just
no
check.
Way. Because right. I understand his anger as a Met fan. Maybe not as at me, per se.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
I completely understand
the frustration.
If he
walked over to you in your office where you're alone, you know, doing whatever it is that you do on your iPad, and came right in and just punched you in the face...
I would have been stunned.
And then said, I'm so sorry, I can't believe I did that, but you really ticked me off with this Met stuff, and I'm pissed off right. that the Mets got swept. I was out of character. I'm sorry, but he got you good. Not that you like out and about, but he got you right across the chin.
Right.
Bang, right?
Right.
Do you let the bosses know that he did it? Or do you eat it and live to fight another
How
day?
How soon does he apologize?
And like, he punches you in the face.
Right.
You get, you boom, oh, man.
Okay.
Right? Oh.
And immediately says,
and
I'm so
like,
sorry.
Then he's like, that's for blah, 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 blah. Man, I'm sorry. I can't believe I just did that. But you got me so angry about the Mets. Whatever.
Oh, I'd eat that.
You'd eat it.
If he apologized right away?
Yeah, I
understand.
He leaves and comes back 20 minutes later.
20 minutes.
I thought about it. You're a dear friend of mine. I hope you want to get a free one in on me, which you wouldn't do.
Oh, free one?
You wouldn't do that, though.
I wouldn't do that, now.
And he's like, I'm really sorry. I can't believe I did that. I'll go offer my resignation now. What would you do?
I don't think I'd want him to get fired. Like, so even with the 20-minute delay, I would keep it to myself.
But now you're like... You're all swollen up.
Now I'm swollen? Am I in the hospital?
No. No, but
no
you're swollen
hospital.
Up, bloody lip, or even a black eye, let's say.
I don't think I would.
What happened to your eye, Evan?
I don't think I would ever go to the bosses. Yeah. I don't want that to happen.
Free punch, Tommy?
Well, no, I'm not saying free punch. I'm saying I don't think I would ever go that far. Okay. An immediate apology, I'd be good, like, within 30 seconds, especially because he doesn't hit
that
hard.
Look how the Mets being swept has brought out the... Animalistic worst.
But Craig,
you two guys.
A big part of why I'd be okay and accepting of an apology is that, like,
because you recognize the emotion associated with the Mets being swept.
If it was a regular Tuesday, I'd probably be more pissed off about it. Maybe I'd return fire with a kick of some sort.
I just got a text.
Yes,
Boomer just texted me. He's going to punch you tomorrow, since it sounds like everybody gets a free one.
As long as you apologize.
He already apologized.
Oh,
yeah. He said, I'm sorry in advance for what's going to happen tomorrow. Tell Evan I'll be waiting for him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.